This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said there may be early hopeful signs of a possible COVID-19 plateau in the state. During his COVID-19 update yesterday, Edwards reported that there were 1,121 new COVID-19 cases in Louisiana, bringing the total number of cases to 111,038. While yesterday's total new cases was the lowest number since July 6th, Edwards said,
and that's certainly a good thing, but one day does not a trend make, and so hopefully we will stay moving in that direction going forward.
However, there was some good news, as Edwards revealed there have been fewer hospitalizations.
Over the last 6 days, our hospitalizations have been flat, and that's the first time that that's happened in a very long time, and hopefully that is the beginning of a trend.
Edwards also expressed concerns about the resurgence of COVID-19 in Louisiana as he explained the difference in the total number of confirmed cases compared with recoveries is 5 times higher than it was 6 weeks ago. Another factor is an estimate of infected persons who have yet to be tested.
We don't know the exact number, obviously, but the best guess is somewhere between 25% and 40% of all COVID cases are asymptomatic, and practically speaking, almost no asymptomatic people are tested, and so they're not in these numbers. And even though they're asymptomatic, they are infected and they are infectious.
Edwards encouraged people to consider cutting the number of times they get out in public, to continue social distancing and wear masks to help reduce community spread of the virus. While he expressed optimism over fewer hospitalizations, he also added that Louisiana still remains number one in per capita COVID-19 cases in the nation.
And that per capita ranking should be an alarm bell for everyone to fully understand just how serious this pandemic is here in Louisiana and how much COVID-19 that we've had literally from the beginning.
The start of the 2020-21 school year for Bossier Parish has been pushed back. The Bossier Parish School Board met in special session late yesterday to change the start date from August 12th to August 20th. The move was made due to factors related to COVID-19, including Governor John Bel Edwards' extension of the Phase 2 order, an employee survey in which 78% of respondents preferred a delayed opening, and parents' interests in virtual learning. The move gives parents, teachers, and school staff more time to prepare for the school year. Texas's Attorney General says local health officials don't have the authority to shut down schools to prevent a future spread of the coronavirus. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton said Tuesday that such a decision rests solely with school officials. Local governments, health officials, parents, and teachers differ on how and when to reopen schools. Texas has seen new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths surge over the month of July. The state reported 8,341 new COVID-19 cases and 164 new deaths on Tuesday. About 1 in 8 Texans who tests for COVID-19 show positive results. This is Red River Radio.